One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Music is a beautiful expression of our creativity, our humanity. But music is also a business where success is measured in sales. And if you sell enough, you get a gold record. What was the first gold record? And who has the most on their mantelpiece? The first song ever called a gold record. Chattanooga Choo Choo had sold an unprecedented 1.2 million copies by 1942. Glenn Miller's record label, RCA Victor, wanted to recognise him and themselves. During a live radio broadcast, they gave him a framed copy of the record sprayed with gold paint. Cheapskates. But other record companies saw the publicity value and the idea caught on. Of course, they were all publicity stunts, not tied to any specific or recognised sales figures. That changed in 1958.
And now it's my pleasure to inform you that you too have recorded a song which is going to bring you a gold record, to wit, Chase a Falling Star. Wow.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Perry Como, Catch a Falling Star, the first official gold single, 500,000 sold, as verified by the then newly formed Recording Industry Association of America.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way.
And that's from the first official gold album, the soundtrack of the musical Oklahoma.
Home, home, home came the three bears. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the daddy bear. Someone's been tasting my porridge, said the mamma bear. Hey, ma'am, hey, bear, said the little wee bear. Someone has broken my chair. Someone's been sleeping in my bed, said the daddy bear.
The first Australian album to sell enough to get a gold record. 1952, the Horry Dargy Quintet, doing a jazzed-up take on the Three Bears story. It sold 75,000 copies. Our first gold single?
Oh, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all. By the campfire at night, we'll hear the wild dingoes call. But there's a nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
1957 pub with no beer kept selling for several years on and was our first Down Under record to succeed internationally. These days, the Australian Recording Industry Association, ARIA, gives out gold records. 35,000 sales gets you gold. In the US, it's 500,000. And the Yanks added a new category in 1976, platinum, for 1 million sales. You can't hide. Eagles' Greatest Hits has gone platinum dozens of times over. Now, who has the most gold records?
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song.
Elvis has 101 US gold records, but the Beatles have the most US gold and platinum albums, 178 million sold.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet, wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday morning,
who was the first Australian to win a US gold record?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Sister Janet Mead, a South Australian nun, who recorded the Lord's Prayer, a little rocked up, in 1973. Her intention was to make a record for schools and churches, but it became an international hit, much to everyone's surprise, including Janet.
I felt very surprised and a little upset by the amount of publicity that accompanied it. One of the things I've always believed is that one must get one's priorities straight in life, and I think by that time I had decided that the community life and my teaching was very, very important, and anything that intruded on that I found difficult.
Sister Janet stayed with the religious life, teaching and helping the homeless. She died in January. She was 84. This record was huge in 73. It got played on all the rock stations. Sister Janet Mead.